Hear the word of God from Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 31. And after they, John and Peter, were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. They said what they had heard, and then they heard it. And when they heard it, they raised their voices together to God and said, "Sovereign Lord, who made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, it is you who said by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, why do the Gentiles rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers have gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah, the Anointed One. For in this city, in fact, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants to speak your word with boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus." When they had prayed, the place that they had gathered together was shaken. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. The word of God. Thanks be to God. Join me in prayer. Lord God, I ask that you reveal to us your people through your miraculous power of your Holy Spirit, more of who you are and more of who you are calling us to be. Your people transformed to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. In Christ's name, amen. Good morning, bold Easter people. Good morning, people who on Palm Sunday boldly protested and proclaimed, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," as we announce Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem with palm leaves waving and hearts wide open. Good morning, people who boldly declared last week that Christ is not dead, that he is risen. Indeed, he is risen. Good morning, people who by our words and our deed boldly attest that Easter, that the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, the Messiah, the Anointed One, is not a one-day annual calendar event. Yes, as Christians, we celebrate the abundant gift that Jesus so graciously offered in his defeat of death 365.25 days a year. We do this in how we boldly worship our God, in boldly witnessing to the salvation of things made possible through Jesus, and by the way that we care for each other and all of creation. We live in light of the cross, but I admit that I don't always do so boldly. Undoubtedly, at times, I lack confidence, energy, creativity, and fearlessness. And I'm willing to bet that there are times when your Easter boldness wanes. Maybe what mutes these stirrings of our Easter boldness are our questions. Where and how are we called to be bold? And what does boldness really look like? And what kind of boldness are we talking about? Because to be certain, one person's boldness is another person's average. And likewise, one person's boldness is another person's bizarre, strange, and sometimes downright offensive. among Christians, and particularly among Presbyterians, there's this long existing tension between being faithful and pious and, like John and Peter in our Acts passage, being bold. I don't doubt that the disciples, John and Peter, and that for that first century church in Acts, they feel a lot like we do this first Sunday after Easter, newly witnessing the resurrection, yet feeling the pressures day by day to quiet down with the boldness. Because with boldness comes a shaking, a transformation, something new takes place. Most of us have had a time, a shaking, an experience where boldness has been a transformative blessing. Have you ever had someone boldly invite you to go somewhere or do something you otherwise would have never thought to do? And maybe that action yielded you with a new perspective on an issue. Maybe it yielded you with a new hobby. Maybe it yielded you with a new church family, which I suppose is how many of us ended up in these pews today. A bold invitation, a bold action. Recently, I had a classmate, Jill, boldly give me a gift, an out of the blue, unexpected, heartwarming gift. And then she proceeded to tell me how to use the gift. Have you ever had someone give you a gift and then tell you how to use the gift? It's bold. And for a little while, I was shaken. But Jill's boldness helped me to name the ever-present question for us as Easter people. How can we be bold and a blessing? A vessel of healing for those with whom we are called to live, those with whom we are called to be, like the psalm says, in unity. We can start with what unifies us, the human condition. Feelings of joy and pain, hopelessness and hopefulness, that is the journey that we have walked as Easter people. It is the journey that we walk every day as Americans, as people in Atlanta, as students, as teachers, as business people, as parents, and as children. Likewise, it's a journey that Peter and John have walked. At the beginning of our passage, we learn that these apostles have been released. You might wonder, released from where? From what? They've been released from prison. They were in prison for starting a disturbance, for shaking things up. It was a disturbance around the healing of a crippled man in the name of Jesus, in the presence of many. And they were growing in numbers, and the chief priests and elders were not happy. Yet it was through the power of the Holy Spirit that they stood before the leaders, the powers of the day, and proclaimed that it was in the name of Jesus Christ that this wondrous sign of healing has taken place. Yes, with their boldness came a shaking, a transformation, something new, a blessing, an anointing. Likewise, when we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, boldly stand amongst the powers of the day, like selfishness, greed, pride, hopelessness, fear, we proclaim that in the holy name of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, that the wondrous signs of healing, like patience, love, generosity, forgiveness, peace, that these things take place. There too comes a shaking, though, a transformation. Yes, again, something new, a bold blessing, an anointing. But really, a blessing involving going to prison, it seems unlikely. It seems counterintuitive. It seems strange, bizarre, even offensive. It seems distant, too extreme. Does being a bold Easter person mean going to jail? Well, for some of us, that may be a part of our journey, part of our testimony. But the gift of this passage is that John and Peter weren't out to go to jail. They did not search out a place to be misused or offended. Yet they stood boldly, proclaiming the power of Jesus Christ in the most hopeless of situations. And as sure as we live, we face, by all logic, hopeless, dead situations. We, as Easter people, as bold Easter people, proclaim the healing power of Jesus Christ, a blessed, everlasting life in a presumably dead, hopeless situations in our, well, in the face of broken relationships, in the face of broken hearts, in light of injustice, in the face of economic disparity, racism, sexism, discrimination, in the face of death. To do so is to be vulnerable. It is to be strange. It is to be bizarre. It is to be offensive. And this is scary. But our brothers, John and Peter, offer us three fear defeaters, three bold blessing basics. As Easter people, they illuminate the sources of their boldness. After they are released, they return to their friends and demonstrate what it means to be prayerful. The scripture says they raised their voices together to God and spoke boldly to God, sovereign Lord who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and everything in them. Yes, sisters and brothers, prayer changes things. Prayer offers the peace needed to be bold in Christ. Prayer quiets fears that cause our boldness to wane. Prayer comforts us in the midst of disappointment and praying. It brings us into community with the maker of heaven and earth, the one who knows us better than we know ourselves, our creator, our liberator, our sustainer. Prayer offers vision to see that which is not yet, but is to come, like equality, like freedom, like peace. It motivates us to be a part of that vision through bold words and bold deeds. The second bold blessing basic that our brothers John and Peter share with us is found in the prayer itself. They said, "Why did the Gentiles rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers have gathered together against the Lord and his Messiah, chosen, anointed one." Does this scripture ring a bell? It might, because we read it earlier. It was our call to worship, and it comes from Psalm 2. John and Peter show what it is to be prayerful and what it means to be biblical. They effectively applied a scripture that they knew to the situation that they were currently experiencing. While many of us aim to read the Bible through American eyes, the example that John and Peter aim is that we read America through biblical eyes. This is a bold change in perspective. It is a shaking in values. It has the potential to turn everything upside down. And in Matthew's gospel, he puts it that it has the potential to make the first be the last and the last be first. Our lives are lived more boldly when the transformative word of God is allowed to penetrate our most hopeless, dead situations. Yes, the good news is equally applicable to our joys as they are to our pain. Let me say that again. The Gospels. The good news is equally valid when we are on cloud nine as when we are at the bottom of the pit. From rainbow to rock bottom, God's word is true and accessible, waiting and willing to heal. The last bold blessing basic that John and Peter point us to is to be in unity. We're all blessed to walk this life with others. I wonder how often we miss the opportunity to boldly walk together in real unity. It's no small thing that it was Peter and John that the Holy Spirit worked through, that they both were imprisoned, and that together they boldly proclaimed wondrous signs of healing and are possible in the name of Jesus Christ. Extraordinary things happen when we come together. Our scripture says, and when they prayed, the place in which they were gathered was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke with the words of God with boldness. God has created humanity in a way in which we are interdependent, that we can accomplish more with each other than we ever could alone. The biblical witness proclaims that we have the ability to bless each other, to be bold vessels of wondrous signs of healing. Wondrous signs of healing. And I think that's what my gift-giving friend Jill was offering me when she boldly instructed me on how to use the gift that she had given me. She proclaimed that I had to use her gift for myself, that I was not to share it or to gift it to anyone else. Her action in word and deed boldly proclaimed that I am worthy of something special. She knows me and that I'm a mother and a wife and a pastor-to-be, a caregiver, and I'm more likely to give. I put myself genuinely last on the list, and her permission giving was a bold blessing. It healed me. She gave me permission to be just and to put myself first. This is the real gift behind the gift. I believe that seeing and loving each other is one of the boldest things that we can do. Because it's only if we see and love each other and through the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ that we can heal each other. Jill was being a bold blessing Easter person. The blessings that began with the boldness of John and Peter changed far more than just the two of them. It went beyond just the friends that they prayed with among release. It transformed more than just the city of Rome. I proclaim that their boldness in being prayerful, in being biblical, in being in unity has traveled through time and space and has brought a shaking, transformation, something new to this current time and place and to this church on North Morningside Drive. Change has come. In this place where we pray, where we apply the Bible to our lives, where we find unity with each other so that we can boldly proclaim the power of the Holy Spirit before the powers of this day. And in the name of Jesus Christ, wondrous signs of healing take place. Morningside Presbyterian, sisters and brothers, I pray that you hear these words anew. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like oil on the head, an anointing, running down the beard on the beard of Aaron, running down the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. Let us be bold blessings. Let us be bold Easter people, prayerful, biblical, in unity, 365.25 days a year. In the name of Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, for the glory of the Lord God. Amen.